Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, my delegation would like to start by congratulating you assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. Would also like to welcome Ambassador Han Tai-sung of DPRK, and I'm looking forward to cooperating well with him. We have also noticed the latest missile test by the DPRK, and we are closely following the developments. The Security Council resolutions contain clear provisions on launches using ballistic missile technology by the DPRK. China is opposed to the DPRK's launch, which violates the Security Council resolutions. Given the current circumstances, relevant parties should not engage in provocative moves which would only escalate regional tensions. All parties need to exercise restraint and make a joint effort to maintain regional peace and stability. As a permanent member of the Security Council and a responsible member of the international community, China has always enforced the Council's resolutions in their entirety, promoted peace talks, and made unremitting efforts to facilitate the settlement of the issue of Korea Peninsula. In our view, in final analysis, only dialogue and consultation offers the way out, and we have always encouraged relevant parties to step up communication, dialogue, and engagement. It is hoped that relevant parties will shoulder their due responsibilities and contribute their due share. On our part, we'll continue to promote the settlement of the problems on the peninsula within the framework of the six-party talks, so as to contribute our efforts to maintain peace and stability on the Korea Peninsula. I thank you, Mr. President.